Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. Neck long and shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. And hands are relaxed and on your lap. Softly, gently close your physical eyes and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head, reaches the top, and the line is coming down through the center of your head, neck, and the spine, reaches the base, and the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. If you could, please observe the line finally reaches the very center of the planet. By observing this long straight line penetrating you, your inner eye is naturally, automatically wide open to all directions and start sensing the space around you. What you have to do is observe this long straight line and observe your sensation and feelings. So you are firmly grounded by this long straight line, and by sensing the space around you, your consciousness can travel freely in and out your body. You might feel that you are floating in a huge sphere of your beautiful energy field or mind state, or whatever you name it. This is a very simple step, but you already entered a very different state of mind. And let's go further. In this space, slowly, gently bring your consciousness onto your breathing. A tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. Okay, now let's focus on the exhalation. You start to exhale, slowly exhale, exhale, and you finish exhalation and exhale a little bit more. Little bit and start exhalation again, exhale, exhale, and when you decide that you can't exhale anymore, exhale again. And inhale a little bit. And I exhale again. Exhale, exhale, exhale. You say that I can't exhale anymore. Yes, you can. Exhale a little bit more. Then let's go back to, come back to normal breathing and relax. We all the time set up our limitation in the middle of the way. And we exhale just halfway. We set up like that. Okay, let's do the same thing with the inhalation this time. So start to inhale, inhale, inhale. And you say that I can't get any more, it's enough. Yes, you can get more. Inhale a little bit more. And exhale. And start inhalation again. Inhale, inhale. Oh, I can't get any more. Yes, you can. Inhale a little bit more. And exhale. Inhale again. Stop inhalation and then inhale once more. And come back to normal breathing and relax. Same as our breathing. We use our five senses just halfway. We say that we can sense the beautiful brightness of the blue sky or a shining ocean. Well, we don't. Compared as true light, it's just dim. It's not bright enough yet. We say we smell the beautiful aroma of the flowers. We don't smell at all. Look at the dogs. Dogs can smell 50 times more than human being. Our five senses are so dull. But when we see vision, when we see, we experience things with the Holy Spirit and joining as our mind, we can sense much more. We can smell, we can touch, we can taste clearly and with certainty. Okay, let's continue to sense things. Okay, now it's time to stop our breathing. Instead, we focus on God's breathing. Imagine God is in front of you, and now God exhales, his breath is coming to you directly and entering body. Hold. And God inhales, his breath is coming out from you. So his exhalation is your inhalation. His inhalation is your exhalation. So you don't need to do anything. You don't need to breathe by yourself. You are breathed. You receive God's exhalation. His breath is coming to you. His peace, abundance, his strength is coming to you. Heal all cells, rejuvenate all cells, refresh all cells, console all your mind. And God inhales his breath, is coming out through your nostrils or mouth with your appreciation and gratitude. God's breath is coming, passion, compassion, harmony, trust, security, safety coming. And God inhales his breath is coming out through your nostrils or mouth. So you are in God's breathing. You constantly receiving God's love and peace. This is your home. No worry here. No lack here. Every one of us is exactly same and equal. So now, keep this sensation, this peaceful feeling, come back to normal breathing and relax. So nothing threatens you. You don't need to try to protect yourself. Any aspect of your life, you don't need to protect yourself. No one attacks you. No one can attack you. Nothing can attack you. Nothing can destroy you. Nothing can hurt you. Well, pick up one person whom you believe to hurt you. This person hurt me, or this person made me angry, made me sad. But this person made me worry. Pick up one particular person. Or particular situation or event. Particular life event. Particular situation. Work situation, health situation, relationship situation, financial situation. pick up one. Do you know why this situation and this person is in your life? And you are struggling from it? You have to be emotional. You have to think of it so much. You judge. Or you have to be critical. You have to accuse yourself. You have to regret, you have to worry about future, and so on. Well, they are not there to give you such things. The reason why they are there is just one reason. They are waiting for you. They are waiting for your awareness. They are waiting for you to step out of your private thought, illusional thought. Nightmare. They are waiting for you. They know you are waking up. They know you are finally realizing who you are, your strengths, your freedom, your limitlessness. They are waiting. Why they don't disappear? Because they are waiting for you. So if you see things such way, very different way, or almost the opposite way, you automatically, naturally reach the solution. So think of this person or event or situation this way. Wow, this one waiting for me. I perceive this my own way, but if I change this perception, the situation might be very different. So do this little serious work by yourself. How to do? It's you slowly separate from your body. You are leaving your body. Your soul is stepping out of your body and walking to the situation or person in front of you, you imagined. And entering that person or situation and turn, look back and look at you. You as that person, you as that problem itself, look at you and tell yourself, my dear, I'm waiting for you until you finally look at me with love. with safety, with joy, without any private thought, without any judgment, without any hidden emotions, no thought. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you because I trust you and I know you would do it. Then slowly coming back to your body, slowly, slowly coming back and entering your body. And now sitting in a chair and look at that person or situation again and see how you can perceive it. We believe that we are waiting for the solution of the situation, but the fact is, reality is, the issues, situations, or people are waiting for you, your awareness. So you are not aware of the light, that's why situation is sitting there with you to wait for you. So we are not aware of the true light, that's why so many issues, problems of all the world, they are waiting for us, waiting for our awareness. Awakening. So awakening meaning we finally leave our private illusional thought. So now say thank you to all the people in your life who are sick, who have problems, issues, involved in some situation. Every one of them is waiting for you. So then tell them, teach each of them, thank you. Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for waiting for me. Thank you for respecting me. Thank you for loving me. So slowly put your palms up and onto your both hands, left side and right side. You have something. So what do you have? Some people can feel a beautiful light ball in your hand, or some of you feel the pigeon in your hand. Whatever you feel it. Feel it. You have two beautiful light, beautiful love. So in your imagination, give this something on your left hand to the person in front of you. And something on the right hand, ask Holy Spirit, please bring this to the person I need to reach now and see where this ball goes, this light goes. And in your mind eye, look at these people who received the light from you. Something must be dissolved here. Some conflict is must be gone. Some problems are vanished. Because you left your private thought and you focus on love. So simple. So I am not alone to experience in the effect of my thought. This is from A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson number 19. It means you have the heavy attack thought, and others have to stop and wait for you. So you don't need to feel guilty, but you can realize it, and you say, "Thank you for waiting for me," and send love. Okay, one more time. I am not alone to experience in the effect of my thought. From Course in Miracles, workbook lesson number 19. So remember, you are in a beautiful space and shining. Long straight lines penetrating you. Then slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing.